It is. Whoa! Good save.
Uh-oh.
It is the rundown early in September. It's brought to you by DirecTV, the NFL Sunday Ticket, which was a concept invented by John Taffer.
Yeah.
Fucking legend.
He was Red Zone too, right?
Just the idea, like the idea of out-of-market games.
He just invented football.
Basically. Invented all the awesome shit. Like booze invented it. Yeah. Bars invented it. Watching football invented it. The NFL Sunday Ticket, right now you can get 15% off if you use the promo code RUNDOWN. Go to NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the code RUNDOWN. 15% off, plus if you're a college student, you can get the package right now for just $24.99 a month. If you're a displaced fan, you got to watch your team on the road, you can do it. If you want to watch all the games possible, you want to see everything, all the action on Sundays, they've got you covered. It's DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket. Go to NFLSundayTicket.tv. Promo code RUNDOWN, 15% off. We start with Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is out here just still best buds with one of the worst dictators in the world. I believe this weekend they said they were going to detonate a hydrogen bomb.
Ooh.
I think something like that.
Dennis and Kim Jong together?
Well, yeah, Kim Jong said it, and now I'm assuming that Dennis has got to be part of it. The worm, I'm pretty sure that's what they said. They were going to try to at least detonate a hydrogen bomb.
For this.
Which, at some point, isn't this like treason?
Yeah.
He said that they just hang out and do guy stuff. They ride bikes, they ride horses, they go skiing. It's, you know, just guys hanging out.
I basically hang out with him all the time. We laugh, we sing karaoke. We do a lot of cool things together. And we ride horses, we hang out, we go skiing. And we hardly ever talk politics.
Well, I thought all their list of activities was super lame until you just got to the hydrogen bomb. Because if I was going to hang out with Kim Jong,
yeah, blow like, some shit up.
I want to hunt a person.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
The perfect game.
You might as well reap the benefits of hanging out with one of the most ruthless dictators in the world.
I don't hunt, but I went to like a friend's ranch in Georgia once, so I went hunting. That's what you do.
Went in Rome.
If I'm hanging out with Kim Jong in North Korea, I want to kill a human being with a grenade launcher.
This is such a classic. You're absolutely right, and I agree with you on that. But this is a classic, having the one friend that everyone's like, ooh, stay away from that guy. Like, you know, the kid on the block is like, oh yeah, his parents really aren't around.
Are we talking about Kim Jong or Dennis?
No, Kim Jong is the guy. Dennis is like, I like how he makes me feel like I'm a bad. Like everyone's like, Dennis, stop going to North Korea.
I'll
be friends with whoever I want.
Well, or do you think that it's Dennis Rodman? Trying, like Dennis Rodman is usually that guy.
Yeah.
So now it's like he's hanging out with the one person in the world who's
crazier.
Like crazier than him.
Right.
I like how in this news report too, he's still doing the dress thing.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was still on the dress.
But that you have to respect because like, I thought it was kind of a publicity stunt back in the day. Like this dude just wears dresses and makeup.
He's just whacked.
Yeah, that's just how he rolls.
I feel like Kim Jong, I'm surprised he likes that.
Kim Jong might have gotten all these ideas from the worm.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the one who's like, yo, feed your nephew to the dogs.
Yeah, right, right.
Who knows?
The whole relationship is, yeah.
From one preposterous world leader to another, Donald Trump is out here. What was that noise?
Someone yawned really loud. I think it was
that
Donnie.
That had to be a Donnie thing.
Donnie, right? Did you just yawn?
Was that a Donnie? Yeah. He was like, he's dialed in right now. The wonton don can't
he's coding.
Be
he's coding.
Donald Trump is out here giving his analysis, his assessment of Hurricane Irma, which is pretty much by all like meteorological standards, the biggest storm ever. It's the worst one in the Atlantic.
800
ever
year
seen.
Storm.
It's the second storm of the millennium in the past week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah,
really good.
We're real lucky.
Don't really get how that works.
Yeah.
His exact quote was, "It looks like this could be something that will be not good."
Believe me, not good.
Believe me.
We have a lot to discuss, including the fact that there's a new and seems to be record-breaking hurricane heading right toward Florida and Puerto Rico and other places. We'll see what happens. We'll know in a very short period of time, but it looks like it could be something that will be not good. Believe me, not good.
Okay, so where was he wrong?
Yeah, he's not wrong. He's correct.
Right. I don't know. I hate when people like pile on Trump for this shit because it seems so stupid and petty. It's like he's actually telling the truth. It's not good.
Yeah, but
shit's not good.
I feel like he should have, I don't know, some more advice involved in it?
No,
like,
what more advice do you need than not good?
A plan laid out?
It's pretty straightforward. It's not good. Like, what do you want?
Here's the thing. I remember when the anniversary of Katrina came up, they were like, weathermen were like so important because they had to convey like how serious it was and like get out of here because there will be, the quote was something like, the loss of life will be like catastrophic. And Donald's out here like, this doesn't look too good.
It's not good.
He's not wrong.
It's a funny.
He'd rather not have this hurricane than have it.
In a perfect world, this hurricane wouldn't be happening.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It's. I mean, I know when I first saw it come across the Twitter wire today, I laughed out loud hard.
Like, you guys, you and Riggs had a fucking party.
Yeah, he did. He
it was fucking
party time.
Funny to
Believe
read
me.
The president say, it looks like it's something that will not be good about a category fucking five hurricane coming up, coming
laughing.
Up Florida.
It's not funny. It's not laughing.
Is it just a myth that you can like put a, you can like bomb a hurricane? Because I feel like that should happen by now. Like we should have the technology if a category five hurricane's coming to Florida. Just drop a bomb in it, and it will just.
So any.
Dan, do you think your hurricane is like a thing that you can put something inside of?
Yeah, I saw the pictures. It's pretty. It's a thing. It's a not good.
So
thing.
Your understanding of storms is good. Armageddon.
Yeah, I was gonna say. It's like he thinks it's an asteroid that you can like land on top of.
Okay, so this is maybe one of those situations where I'm the only one who's thinking ahead of this. Like, has NASA said to themselves, "Hey, what if we just tried to shoot this thing down?" What if we try, like, there's got to be fucking ways to, stop a hurricane.
Like a big fan on the tip of Florida.
There have to be ways.
And we just push it
there
out.
Is a,
there have to be ways
like,
to stop
there
a hurricane.
There is a Facebook group right now. It's like an invite. It said everybody turn your
See,
fans
okay.
on.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
That, I think,
here's,
works.
We're going to
here's,
a,
here's the difference between guys like me and guys like you. I see a hurricane that's going to cause death, destruction, terrible, terrible things. And I think, let's fucking figure out how to have this not happen. So, I actually was thinking last night, like, they keep talking about how the warm water is making this.
You can't
Why
don't
we just fucking
hurricane.
Drop a huge iceberg in the middle of the Atlantic?
How do you pick up the iceberg?
I don't know.
I think the fan is a better plan.
Yes.
I am not.
Everybody turn
I am not
on.
An engineer, but I am an ideas guy. And it feels like we're not doing enough. All we're doing is, like, sitting here being like, oh, these hurricanes,
Listen,
it sucks.
I'm
like, Cape
you.
Canaveral. Cape Canaveral's down the southern tip of Florida, right? There's a lot of rockets down there. Why don't we turn those this way?
Thank you.
And
finally, we're thinking of
I'm not trying to blow it up, though. I'm saying we just push it out.
The whole
world.
We're thinking of something.
We, you know, you should go find all the places with, like, those windmills and those fucking wind turbines. Everybody turn every fan on, every fucking
Or how about this?
Turn all the rockets upside down.
How about this?
And blast this shit out to sea.
It might be too late now because it's a Category 5. But when the hurricane is created off Africa, why don't we get a little proactive with it?
Oh, is it Africa's fault?
Why don't we get a little proactive with it and stop it right there?
Fucking Africa.
We should blow them up.
I just feel like we're not working hard enough on this shit.
Maybe
that's
we
my,
need to
that's
use
yeah,
some
I think,
of Kim Jong's.
I think everyone's spending too much time boarding up the windows and not enough time using the brain.
Oh, you know what my favorite is? When they put the tape X.
Oh, yeah.
That actually
does something.
Yeah. Well, when there's a fucking Category 9.
It stops the glass from coming in.
Yeah, you realize it stops the glass from shattering to a million pieces.
Yeah, well, when the whole fucking building's gone, Dan. I don't think it matters if you tape up your ass.
What was the big hurricane in Boston like when I was a kid? I forget, but I felt like such a badass helping my dad tape shit up. I'm like, we are saving the fucking world.
That was like a thunderstorm.
No, it was a big one. I forget what it was, though.
The NFL fucked the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you fuck them that bad? Why don't you just play the game tomorrow night?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's what, week 11 now?
Yeah, and they don't get any bye weeks.
They're supposed to be 16 straight weeks.
It's supposed to be a bye week, then they get the Pats. Now they just
And now they have, like, I was reading,
16 straight weeks in the NFL.
They go to
fucking crazy.
LA, New York, London for the first 3 weeks of the season, and they don't get a bye week.
That's brutal.
Yeah. They fucked them.
You know.
Now
the NFL's out to get
Jay
Cutler. This was going to be his year.
Hey, he's got an excuse built in. No bye week.
I'm ready.
We got this girl going viral on Tinder. Do we believe this is true, by the way, before we start?
I'm woke to it because this is like a pretty popular David Sedaris story.
Well, and also it's
David
kind of
Sedaris.
It's kind of
like
Dumb and Dumber,
a
right?
Story about this called The Big Boy. It's really funny.
Okay, so the story goes.
Wow, look at you, Johnny NPR.
This girl,
fresh air.
This girl goes on a Tinder date, takes a shit at her date's apartment. It won't flush, so she scoops it out and throws it out the window. She then confesses to him, like, listen, I'm sorry, I threw this shit out the window.
But the window, no, the window is not a real window.
Right, it's kind of like a in between the buildings.
Right.
And so they're like, we got to get the shit out of there. She's like, don't worry, I'll like wiggle my way through this window and grab it for you. Gets stuck in the window. The fire department has to come. There is the picture of
the fire department saving her.
If it is real, that's got to be rock bottom, and then that girl has to kill herself.
Well, here's why it's not real. Because like, this is a secret you just die with.
You just don't tell anybody.
Okay, but that's where I think this chick likes the guy, and she's like, "We're gonna get married someday," but she doesn't realize that the minute she took a poop in his house, that was out the window.
Yeah.
No matter clogged, unclogged.
On a Tinder date, if you shit in my house, you're out.
Right.
But if you do shit in my house, don't tell me.
Right. If a chick goes in there,
ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And then even when I find the shit hanging out in my courtyard fucking window, whatever it is, I'm not gonna be like, that girl probably threw it out the window.
Yeah,
like,
well, I would like, definitely be curious.
There's some animal shit out there.
No,
Dan, you do not go ahead and assume.
A little girl shit, I bet girls shit like rabbits.
Human shit and animal shit are very different.
Fine. Then
you when you see human shit.
I'm not going to assume that my date scooped it out with her bare hands and threw it out the window.
But you will if you've seen human shit out of water, you know it's human shit. You do. You do. You know it's human shit.
I agree with you on that.
We went to Philly, and it was like a stereotypical Philly. We went to like an alley, and he stepped in human shit. And we're like, that's human shit. Like, that's a bum shit there. You stepped in it.
But you didn't think a girl shit there. You were like a homeless vagrant shit there.
How would it get in that window? There's only one place. I mean, like...
No. There's many other ridiculous explanations before you say to yourself, it was probably my date that scooped it out with her bare hands and threw it out there. You just deny that. You just deny.
That's the only thing.
And then also, girls like... You just never talk to the guy again. You just leave and don't tell him and you don't get caught in his window.
I don't think a girl is really shitting on date one. Girls, I think, have a superpower where you kind of just... You know, you ever just not shit and you kind of just eat it? You reverse eat it?
Absorbs to the wall of your stomach.
You just don't have to shit anymore.
You suck it in.
Right? Yeah. The
girls could do that. They do that every day.
That's what
they
girls
work,
can do.
They don't
that
shit
all
till
the
they get
time.
Back. They go away, they don't shit till they get back. Yeah, girls have the uncanny ability to eat it. Yet this girl
probably
shit.
Reverse
it.
Let's be clear about this.
Right. Internally.
But I also understand like the panic. Like everyone's gone through that panic. I've had in my life probably upwards of 50 times where I'm like, I gotta barehand this shit.
Yeah.
I gotta go in there.
My hand as a plunger before. You gotta just get it in there.
you gotta feel that.
I've gone through it. You gotta get it like this.
When
so
the toilet starts to fill back up,
it's just
the worst feeling in the world.
Just so people know, here's the move. What you do is under the sink, there's always like a box or a bag of toilet paper. Everyone has like a large collection of toilet paper. You empty that out, you get that bag, you handbag it.
You don't raw dog the fucking toilet. Then you wash your hands.
Nah, you gotta go. Gotta go in with the Scott's bag.
So out of the 50 times, you've clearly used the fucking Scott's bag.
Yeah, I've done the hand condom a couple times. Yeah.
So like 10 out of the 50?
10 out of the 50, sure, that's a good number.
It's 10 times that you've been digging through your own shit. Just so you know.
Shit happens.
That ratio
But
is
I haven't. I haven't been. I've had a bag
still
on. I've had like the and it comes up your arm like a Jurassic Park bag. Yeah. Where it's just like one of those things you shove up a fucking rhinoceros's ass. It's just this huge fucking bag you got going. Yeah,
that's always disgusting.
Like a horse condom.
Yeah.
That is the worst. Nate Silver. 538, is that him?
Yeah.
Baseball nerd.
Yeah. Nerd Hall of Fame.
He's trying to have some fun on the internet.
So
trying
funny.
To be funny on the internet with the big boys. And he tries to get into the meme game.
Ebony, those are my meatballs. Yeah.
Trying to get into the meme game. And
Roan's in there.
These memes, I'll be honest. I don't know how to use these memes.
I know how to use the real one. I don't know how he tried to incorporate the Patriots.
That's the part that makes sense. Nate Silver thinks that he couldn't use the real one because it would be like somehow plagiarism. When like what a meme is everyone just uses the same joke over and over.
So he's reusing the dude.
I believe it's called the distracted boyfriend.
Right, the distracting boyfriend meme. Instead, he replaces it with Tom Brady throwing out the first pitch at Fenway, and the label he throws on the one is like childlike. Insecurity.
And that's Henry Integrity. Richard.
And it's...
That's Henry Richards. Martin Richard, one of the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing, the young boy.
It's convoluted
it's
to explain,
his,
but he picked the worst fucking
brother.
Picture.
It's his brother.
And he's clowning on the brother of a marathon victim to try to get into the
meme game's
not
for everyone. This is a textbook case of nerds trying to be cool, and you're like, yeah.
It's dude. Not even that cool. It's like that. It's like.
But memes, no, memes, cool. Are, like, memes are cool.
He was Nate Silver. Like he's never told a joke in his entire life.
Right.
And he finally got inspiration. He's has, like, all right, has, I know the meme.
Has Nate Silver made anyone laugh?
Ever?
Intentionally.
We had him on the show.
Whole life.
I don't think.
Has
so.
He ever been like, I'm gonna make you laugh? Says it, and then everyone laughs.
And
I don't think
this
ever
is
happened.
The time. He was like, "I'm here. We
this
go."
This is it.
And he turned himself into the Mr. Krabs beam. Where it's just like he saw his mentions blowing up.
The
and
picture
he was like,
you posted of him with his hair. That should be a meme.
That's a bad.
He should become a meme.
That's the Mr. Krabs thing. And like I feel kind of bad because like he just wanted to have some fun.
That's it. Right.
And,
like, he just wanted to just be part
Boston
of
people
the joke
immediately. Pounced on him, like wanted his job. And
I mean,
stuff.
It was hard. It's not like he intentionally
did right. it. Like, and once he found out, he did donate to the Martin Richards Fund. He asked for forgiveness. So it's like people make mistakes. I also did not know what Henry Richard looks like, so I feel bad like getting mad about it.
I would never have known that until.
So it's just
fact.
Like.
I mean, but I'm going to make fun.
That's we've talked about this before. After the guy who shot the half court shot who had no organs. Like if you like, there just needs to be a badge that people wear. Like you can't make fun of me online.
Right.
Like,
right
whatever right, it right. is, just don't make fun of me because you're gonna look like an asshole. The best part though is this is like the Red Sox get caught cheating, and it was like you know amateur hour at the comedy club. Everyone had a joke because they were the easiest jokes ever. It was the lowest bar. And Nate Silver was like, this is my time.
This is it. Like, this is my time to shine. Time.
And
no boom. One's going to beat me.
Yeah.
Shit. Second half of the rundown is brought to you by DraftKings. A Billy up for grabs. Week one, a $1 billion contest if you pick the perfect lineup. It just seems more attainable than the other, you know, pick a perfect bracket or hit the Powerball. Like, it just seems to me like someone out there is going to just pick everybody. So
I think it's gonna happen.
If you do that, you get a billion.
But I always think someone's gonna have a perfect bracket. I fall victim to that every single year.
Yep,
you guys are dumb. Yeah. You're both dumb people.
That's fine. I'd rather be a dreamer.
Even if you don't win a billion, there's $100,000 up for grabs in the regular contest. So use the promo code Rundown, and you get to play for free. Use the link below this in the blog. Promo code Rundown. Win a billion. Win over $100,000 in prizes and play for free. Bryce Harper has cornrows, and like I'm talking some ain't no fucking around cornrows.
Yep.
Like hardcore cornrows. I haven't really seen much about this, but like there's got to be some cultural appropriation
problems. No, that's what my question was going to be. Does Bryce Harper have a hood card? Because there was nothing. Nothing.
No, because it's like a weird, if you look at the diagram of like people who are in all the way to like nerds on one side, Nate Silver, I think Mormons are past that. So it comes back. It's like going around, it's like when you go
around
halfway
the
around the world, you're already,
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
That must be it, because there's really no explanation. No one can get cornrows in 2017 and not get the cultural appropriation backlash.
Right.
I didn't see it one place.
Or black people don't give a fuck about baseball and they don't even know this happens.
Also true. I'm more mad that he's got the best hair in the world.
Crazy to mess with that hair.
Crazy.
That's the real story.
But it looks good. Flaunt in everyone's face.
I thought it looked good too.
No.
No, you're wrong.
I think
but
Bryce
even if you like that.
Like David Beckham used to do that too. I think it's like people get like that gets so like they have such good hair.
That was
like, this is boring having great hair like this. I'm gonna try and just like see what else I can do.
Yeah.
Like Beckham cornrows
and frosted tips was a very late 90s look.
Obligatory. Put the picture of Feidelberg when he had braided hair.
Oh yeah.
I had cornrows. That's right.
Yes.
I had it for one day. It was Bryce Harper in the 2004 ALCS. Not Bryce Harper. I'm sorry. Bronson Arroyo.
Yeah, that's right. That guy. See, he looked like an asshole.
I had it for his start, and I had at school, I had a black girl do the cornrows for me, and she just, I cried, like, the entire time.
They yanked
and
your hair
And she just
up.
Kept, like, you stupid pussy, stop it. I'm like, no, it really fucking hurts. It's horrible.
It
getting cornrows is fucking horrible.
It takes commitment,
man.
Last major story here of the day. My man, Craig Carton, is in some trouble.
This is not my guy Ryan Russillo getting drunk.
No. This is my guy. This is my guy. Like, hopefully not, but probably going to like federal prison.
Are you defending him?
No. I mean, there's nothing to defend. I'll throw out the allegedly button, assuming all the stories are true.
I don't think the FBI shows up at your house at 5 in the morning. Like it is like. oh, whoops, we got the wrong guy.
It's up on the like Attorney General's website. Like if you go to like a .gov, yeah. It's like they list everything out. So long story short, sounds like Carton got into some gambling debt. He needed to pay it off.
Some? It was like $3 million.
$3.6 million. He needed to pay it off. So they came up with a true blue Ponzi scheme involving concert tickets. So he was telling investors that he can get premium concert tickets at a cheap price and they can sell them in bulk for a profit. I'm pretty sure it was like, it was working. Like people were like,
investing.
We're investing. I mean, like.
Is that some Michael Dell invested?
I think there was some major names. I think that there was some major money being thrown around. Some hedge fund like put like $10 million up or something like that. But there was wires found that were like $800,000 directly to this casino, $200,000 directly to this guy, which is probably like his bookie.
This is one of those situations where I'm like happy good. I don't have a family and stuff. Because if I ever got in that debt,
it sucks.
I'd, be like, right? I'd be like, I'm just going to kill myself.
It sucks
like,
for
this is easy.
Like, well, I was going
to
say.
I have nothing to live. Like, there's nothing I have to support or live for. Like, I need to get away from the mob. I'll just kill myself. This is a lot of work.
I know. It's sad. He's like, got four kids.
Yeah. So that's why, like, that I would, I'm not like, suggesting he should have done it, although maybe it's an option. But it's like, for me, I'd be like, I'm not going to undertake this much work to start a Ponzi scheme. I'll just jump off a building.
He didn't have that op- it's weird to me. I mean, I was saying on the radio, he's like, I don't want to say the inspiration, but like a lot of what I do was based on, I watch Boomer and Carton and listen to the Fan all the time. Like, it would be like for Stoolies if this happened to one of us, which.
Yeah, Dan, you looked Dan, in my eyes, Dave, you're like, you're Dave, or you, this is going to happen to you. Like, oh, that's really nice to
it's
wish
not
that
outrageous
on us.
To it's say.
$3 million?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know your life, man. I don't know what you gamble.
First of all, this like happened to Dave. He just happened to have a bookie that died.
True.
So like if that true. Bookie didn't die, who knows what Dave would have needed to do. True. So maybe not you, but.
I mean, like, it gives me chills thinking about being in that kind of debt and like, no, like, cause I do like sympathize the right word? Like I know I've obviously been in situations where I've gambled too much and it's like, not to this extent, obviously, not even close, but it sucks. I mean, it's he should, you know, this guy needs help.
I don't want to, sympathize is not like the right word, because it's like,
no, he needs help.
It's yourself, but it is an addiction. Right. And all that shit. It's to me, I think it's the worst one of all.
He probably
is
relieved.
I'd rather be a drunk and an alcohol, and a drug addict than gamble at all.
We got the right one.
So what's going to happen? So do you think Boomer had any idea?
I don't, I mean, he brought it up on the show. I don't think so.
I am aware now why Craig is not here this morning. Unfortunately, he was arrested this morning. Over here at the station, they're aware of it as well. They're cooperating with authorities. I'm taken aback and surprised by it, just like I'm sure everybody else is. I have no other information. There's nothing else I can say. I thought he called in sick this morning, but unfortunately my partner was arrested. So I guess there'll be more news to come, I'm sure, from somewhere, but it's not going to come from me because I don't have any.
I mean, Carton talks the way you guys talk, like right. Shooting the shit about gambling. And like, I got all the winners, or I know how to like, give me 10, I'll turn it into 20 at the table. I just think a lot was going on behind the scenes.
Whew.
So, I don't know. I mean,
that's a
Mike Francesa.
Yes.
He just towed the company line. Like, he just put out the company statement. He didn't say anything.
He's got to be so happy.
I mean, the fact that Carton is done before Francesa is crazy.
What are they going to do?
I mean, he's done. He's got to be done.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
So, Jamie O'Grady, that fucking rat loser, tweeted, assuming he doesn't go to jail, there's a 99.9% chance he'll end up podcasting for, and he puts in brackets, that crass sports.
Does Jamie O'Grady
company.
Even have a company like, anymore?
Yeah.
Does he have anything?
You don't have a company. You don't
you
get to
nothing.
Do like the.
All you do is complain about Trump on Twitter all day. Fuck you're the worst person
you still
in the world.
Follow him?
No, he blocked me.
I'm out the hate follow game. I used to hate follow people to keep me on my
toes.
It's
good. It gets me
you're too not mad blocked? Now.
By for Jamie?
I don't know. I never followed
him. Oh, you
say
you don't follow him. Got it. Yeah.
That's crazy, though. That's got to be a bombshell. I mean, for you.
For the New York area, I mean, like, Resnick's a big WFAN guy. Brendan is. Everybody, you know, we were like, holy shit. It would be like for the diehard Stoolies if Dave all of a sudden, if, like, the FBI knocked down Dave's door and arrested him, and you look at the charges, you're like, well, Dave's going to jail for, like, 30 years. Imagine if that happened to, like, the Stoolie world.
Fucking crazy.
That's what's going on for, like, the radio mongols. It's crazy.
Do you think he had like relief after that? There's got to be a little.
Right? People say that all the time when you get caught for like a crime or whatever.
Well, not like, only that, but like not like like now he doesn't like. It's like a mind-boggling, insurmountable hole of $3 million to just be living with that every day.
Yeah.
I said,
and you get in the Ponzi scheme game, probably just saying, I just got to make enough back.
Yeah, right. Like I would have just sold a bunch of Twitter ads, but you can't sell $3 million worth of Twitter
nope,
ads.
Not happening.
Fuck.
So,
does the mob still get to you when you're in jail though? Like he still owes that money to the mob.
No, the reason obviously he did this is because he was keeping it from everyone. He's probably keeping it from
mob.
His wife.
I don't know if mob is the right.
His wife probably.
Yeah, there's a bookie of some. I mean, he was wiring this money to an individual who, you know, was probably the bookie. So. I don't know. We'll wait to see more details. But when it's up on like the government websites and everybody's reporting, the FBI is involved.
Whew.
Not good, man. On a lighter note, on a happier note, Pete Frates has his book out.
Yes.
So go cop that.
Yesterday was Pete Frates Day in Boston. Mayor Marty Walsh declared it for his courage. So forever, whatever yesterday was, September 5th. I'm gonna guess. September 5th.
Just remember
will
it.
Always be.
That's pretty badass. Have your own day.
Yep, and a book.
Yes, September 5th.
Get that book,
so go
Amazon.
Go buy that book.
I believe 50% of all the proceeds go to Pete's care and things like that. So it goes to a good cause.
The asshole just pocketing himself. Pete's cause, yeah. He's probably gambling.
I might actually come out of my book reading retirement. I haven't read it since The Big Short.
Pete, I will come out of my book buying retirement.
Oh, you're not going to read it?
And I will maybe read like half of it.
Wow.
I'm just being honest.
I think we're going to be doing, maybe we'll have to cut this part too, but like I think we're going to be doing some kind of book party for it.
Oh,
we're in that.
I'm reading it then.
We were in the.
Because then I'm going to walk around telling everyone I read that fucking
the whole gang.
He was DMing us, and Pete has to DM in a different way.
Yeah.
Pete can only DM like a line at a time because I don't know if you know, he has ALS. And he was like DMing us about having a book signing party. Or
it was
not
like a group DM.
Yeah, and Dave, of course. And Dave was like, get to the point.
He's like, I'll do whatever you want, but you have to stop sending me so many DMs. It's like, well, I physically
it's
have
up, it's
to send
clogging
them
up Dave trying to hit on some chicks online.
It was like, I Come saw on, that dude. In DM. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, Dave.
The absolute worst. The worst person in the world. After show, I got a question for you guys here. Durs from Workaholics tweeted this out. And it kind of went viral. It's like 20,000 votes on his Twitter poll, and it's 50-50. The eggplant emoji. Picture it. Close your eyes. You picture it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which side is the tip? If you're talking about the eggplant as a dick, is it the green, like, top?
Yeah.
Or, like, the pink?
If you're Tiger Woods.
One of those BuzzFeed, like, the dress things?
Which is the top?
If you're Tiger Woods, it's the bottom part.
Yeah, right. He's the only dick that got bigger.
No, the green is the top.
The right.
Because, like, the head's a different color.
Right.
Yeah. And also the bottom has got balls. It's, like, bigger.
Yeah. Like, who has a dick where the bottom gets
Who's sending limp dick sex?
Yeah, it's pointing down. Yeah. I mean, these are all the things I said. These are what logical brains will assume. Half of the fucking internet says that the bottom purple wide part is the tip.
That's silly.
That's crazy.
That's silly.
That's crazy.
All right, as long as we're all, you know, smart people,
we all
understand.
Agree. We all agree. That's insane.